critical states along the eastern seaboard are echoing with campaign appeals tonight. The candidates and top supporters have been out in force today as the days before the election dwindle to a final few. Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage.
This is what the scramble for votes looks like 5 days before Election Day. Hillary Clinton in North Carolina and President Obama campaigning for her in Florida, both holding college rallies, both pitching to younger voters. Plus, campaign manager Robbie Mook on a TV talk show, The View, reaching out to women voters. On the other side, Donald Trump kept up his Florida focus today, while VP nominee Mike Pence spoke on a farm in Iowa, going for the rural vote. And with him, a surprise companion, Ted Cruz, former sharp Trump rival, today campaigning for his team for the first time.
If you care about the Constitution and Bill of Rights,
and aiming for conservative votes.
This as voting is well underway with more than 31 million early and absentee ballots already cast. That's about a quarter of all the votes expected this year. In general, Democrats want and usually need a big lead in early votes. That's something they had both times President Obama won. It's not yet clear they will get it this year.
She shouldn't even be allowed.
Trump's latest strategy to win votes? Part one, a sharply stepped up attack on Hillary Clinton. Not just talking about current FBI questions, but going much further than the FBI about what may be next.
Here we go again with Clinton. You remember the impeachment and the problems. She is likely to be under investigation for many, many years. Also likely to conclude in a criminal trial. This is not what we need in this country, folks.
Top Democrats like VP nominee Tim Kaine and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi are pushing back strongly, saying Republicans should stop talk of possibly impeaching Clinton. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, Melania Trump reached out in her first campaign event since the GOP convention.
Do we want a country that respects women and provides them with equal opportunity?
Yeah.
You've got some Republicans.
But in Miami, President Obama questioned whether Mrs. Trump's husband truly does respect women.
Who you are, what you are, does not change after you occupy the Oval Office. All it does is magnify who you are. All it does is shine a spotlight on who you are. If you disrespected women before you were in office, you will disrespect women as president.
And Clinton highlighted the idea of character again in North Carolina.
Someone who thinks the lives of black people are all crime and poverty and despair. He has no idea.
It is, as it has been, a race about character, and whose character voters question more. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.